This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I started going back to see if this was true, because it makes things make so much more sense. It's not just about the money. And again, Alejandro Mayor, look, folks, for them to call this misinformation, for FEMA to do that, for the White House to do that, they started it. Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, he started it. Came out and said, we're out of money. Yeah, we can cover what's going on in North Carolina, but we'll need more for the rest of the year, he says. Unbelievable. Folks, excuse me, cough button. You know what? I went almost 18 years in talk radio and never sneezed on the air. And it was weird to me that I never did. And like, I've sneezed so many times this last year. I don't know what's up with it. Anyway, sorry about that. Alejandro Mayorkas, do you guys remember, if you've been around for a while, you remember George Bush was an absolute racist horror show because it took him 3 days to show up down in Louisiana for Hurricane Katrina, right? Took Joe Biden 6. For 5 days, he couldn't be bothered to trigger the Stafford Act. Despite on September 27th, Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, asking him to. He just gaffed it off. Well, people literally died. This morning on Face the Nation, they were rerunning their interview with Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina. He said, listen, there are a lot of areas out here. We haven't even done search and rescue. While Joe sat on deploying the military for 5 days. That is absolute dereliction of duty in a way Bush would have never dreamed of trying. And they don't care. And then you remember during the Bush era, all of these officials were scrutinized because they too must be racist, of course, if they're affiliated with Bush. And they had to be front and center. They had to be down there in the zone or else they were racist. And it was horrific. And it was shit. They didn't care about human life. So who is the top official who should be caring about people dying in Western North Carolina? That would be DHS Secretary Mayorkas, who's over FEMA. What was he doing over the weekend? Oh, he's a very busy little bee. He had priorities. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas shopped for luxury clothes in Georgetown on Saturday. That's in D.C., as his agency faced criticism for its response. Mayorkas, who was impeached by the House of Representatives earlier this year for his handling of the border crisis, was spotted by the Washington Free Beacon strolling through the men's section of Sid Mashburn, a high-end menswear store that you will never shop in because you can't afford it, surrounded by security. Oh, you got to love this. Wait. After somebody broke into RFK's house trying to kill him, and he asked for Secret Service, Mayorkas personally turned it down. He shops for high-end clothes with security and wouldn't give it to RFK? God, these Democrats are homicidal. Surrounded by security. Isn't that rich? Anyway, he appeared to purchase some items at the store where suit jackets go for as much as $3,000. You afford a $3,000 suit jacket? I wonder how Mayorkas can. He's been a federal bureaucrat most of his career. It's weird. Anyway, as of Saturday afternoon, there were still more than 170,000 power outages in Western North Carolina alone. Here, let's listen to these people beg for help while he shops, shall we?
We've never experienced anything like this.
We still have no power, no water, really no way to go to the restroom. We've lost friends.
This is like a Katrina on steroids. Everybody that I know is isolated from everything else, resources.
This is the worst. Ain't nothing even come close to it. It flooded my house.
Pray for everybody here. You know, there are people with nothing.
That's why I play the royalty montage for Kamala to introduce her. These people think they're royalty. That's why the president of Mexico, the outgoing one, said, America's not a democracy, it's an oligarchy. They're royal. They are. They're royal. But I thought you'd want to know where that FEMA money is going and the kind of lifestyle that it is enabled in these hotels where the grants are spread out. And in some cases, FEMA workers actually do work now. And again, NPR, New York Times, all these government publications were very concerned about FEMA being stretched too thin because they're taking their staff is taking care of migrants too. And they were openly reporting that as recently as earlier this year. And now they're pretending it's misinformation. And again, y'all, you should really scrub your archives before you do that. You know, I mean, if you're going to lie, like go full bore. Don't be lazy about it. You know what I mean? Don't be sloppy about it. Scrub your archives. I mean, if you're going to go full Pravda, God, take a page from the USSR. Do better. Anyway, I'm going to translate for you. This is an interview from outside the migrant center in New York City. Ready to translate? You're going to love this. Oh, you're going to love. She's two illegal immigrant women. They're very nice women. I mean, I don't blame them. I'd take advantage of this deal, too. If I was them, I'd be right there with them. Here we go.
¿Y por cuánto tiempo han estado quedándose aquí en el Rojo Hotel?
How long have you been staying here?
¿Cuántos meses
she
es eso?
Arrived 8 months ago.
Como 7 meses.
Y
7 months for the other woman.
Pagar
and have had you paid for anything?
No,
nothing. I haven't paid for anything.
Gratis.
Sí, sí.
It's 100% free.
¿Y le dan almuerzo, desayuno?
They give you lunch and breakfast?
Sí,
yes. And they give the children personal items, diapers, whatever they need? Yes.
Niños personales, nos dan pañales.
In the hotel, do they have, room service? Yes. Every day they clean, change the bed, and clean the bathroom. Nice, good. Room service for illegals paid for with your cash. Let's keep going. I bet you the folks in Western North Carolina would love to have room service. Wouldn't that be so cool? Anyway, yes, every day the staff comes in to clean. Have you been able to get a job? No. And then no. Again, he's interviewing two illegal immigrants who've been living for 7 and 8 months at the migrant center there, funded by the FEMA grants, in part staffed by FEMA as well. No. Okay. 7, 8 months, no job. Breakfast and lunch are provided. Childcare is provided. Diapers and formula are provided. Have you gotten a job? No. Why would you? Why would you?
No.
Si ustedes tuvieran un problema de medicina, ¿cómo podrían recibir ayuda?
Do you receive help?
Bueno, con
well,
una tarjeta, la del seguro
with the medical insurance, with Medicare, she says, we have Metro Blue, and that covers us. So I was just worried. I just want to make sure that they had good medical care. And people in Western North Carolina don't right now. But they do, and you can feel good about that. You could feel good about that.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.